The opinions expressed on IRL are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 4 of season 4 of IRL. My life has been a little bit of a hot mess. Well, not really hot, but it's been a mess. And our episode 4 recording kind of fell through. I also did get the upload dates confused because everything got like pushed back on the first week. So essentially, this episode was supposed to be me trying my first ever Guinness, and that just, it didn't work. First of all, the lav mic did not properly connect, so there is only camera recording audio. Of the audio that we got, the SD card malfunctioned, so we have like 2 videos that are camera sound recording. And the place that we went to was actually packed with people drinking beer at 11:30 a.m. So I'll insert right now what was salvageable of that.
All right, I am officially in Sophia, what's this place called again? Something Beaver. Beaver. Fox and Beaver. No. Beaver. Beaver something. I've got a crazy little Guinness situation going on here. She is spilling over the top. I'm so intimidated. Here we go. Cheers. I don't want anyone to look at me. I'm waiting until they walk. I can't do this. It's like overflowing. Can I give it a little slurp first? It tastes like beer. I'm gonna like call it quits right away and I'm just gonna take a drink. Okay. That is nothing like what I thought it would taste like at all.
What does it taste like?
Like water. Like I thought it would be strong. Because it's like dark, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really taste like anything.
So yeah, we are back in my bedroom recording this due to some time restraint here. And I literally had to ask my roommates to close their doors. So we're hitting this on a one and done, baby. No COVID this time. Gonna knock on a little bit of wood there. Don't want to get it anytime soon. This week, my obsession is the Dropouts podcast. This is kind of an interesting one because I believe one of the hosts was a popular TikToker, and not a popular TikToker like someone funny, more of a popular TikToker. Well, I think he's funny, but more of a popular TikToker that got popular in a Jacob Sartorius style way. At least that's my perception of it. Anyways, I like this podcast a lot and I've been obsessed with it because I'm really nosy. That host that I was talking about, Zach Justice, and Tara Yummy are very flirtatious with each other and I just want to see everything that they do together. Like, I want to know the ins and outs. So I'm going to watch every single episode to see if maybe they flirt with each other in it. It's just natural. I want to see it. And so, realistically, I know they won't be together, but I'm like getting pulled like a dog on a string with all of the clickbait. Like, I can't get over it. And I actually used my 7-day free trial on their Patreon last week. So I'm also very upset because I cannot afford $5 for their Patreon and my subscription has ended. But that's the level of intensity that I am. I'm so into this podcast. Mainly, maybe my obsession is Tara and Zach's relationship. As friends? Who knows? They probably are faking it at this point. But I eat it up. Like, honestly, I eat it up. Like, I want to know. I want to know because I feel left out. Anyways, this bedroom episode is hopefully going to be nothing like the last one. There was nothing wrong with the last one except that it was kind of like somber. And I was talking about burnout. And I'm not trying to be philosophical in any way in this episode. Not even in the slightest. I really am here to crack some jokes and have a good time. Okay? I want to chuckle. So that's what we're here for today. So I am currently drowning in school assignments and feeling a lot of pressure because all of my assignments right now are leading up to how my future, or I should say all of my assignments right now will dictate my future. But once this episode is out, that will all be finished anyways. Another thing that will be done once this episode gets out is my 22nd birthday. Literally, I can't comprehend that I will be 22 when this comes out, let alone am about to turn 22. And I literally remember, I'm saying that word a lot, I remember when I was little, I would watch Connor Franta and he wasn't even 22, but his like 21 to 23 age range is what I remember. I don't know if that's accurate, but it's what I think I remember. I remember being like, wow, I just cannot comprehend someone being that age and what they would do and what they are doing. And I'm still there. And I do not know what is going on. So that's cool. I still don't understand what a 22-year-old does and what they're supposed to do. That's why this episode is going to be based off of being 22 years old. Maybe a little bit of dipping into just like something about the number 22. I'm not much of a Swiftie personally, but I am feeling 22 and decided to take it upon myself to make this episode dedicated to be scouring Google and discussing what the age 22 has to offer as per Google. Let's get into it. The first thing that I found is actually so weird. This is from Boyer Management Group, BMG. It was the first thing that came up when I put 22 years old into Google. It says, 7 habits you must begin at age 22. I thought, hey, maybe I should check this out because maybe I don't have one of these habits and now I must begin it because I'm almost 22 years old. It says, ages 14 to 22 is the time during which youth grows into adulthood, where people gain the basic skills, education, and habits necessary to thrive in the next 6 or 7 decades. As the foundation goes, so goes the building. Here are 7 habits to begin acquiring by age 22 so that they will serve you well over the course of your life. What a mouthful. I really was so close to tripping up on that. Why are those words placed that way? It feels way too difficult to read. Okay, the first one is start paying the future you. Okay, it's telling me to put away money for my future. Interestingly enough, I think I'm gonna ignore that one. I can't put money away for my future if I need to pay off my student loans. So, but thank you for that tip. I'll keep it in mind. Number 2, know and live your unshakable values. I'm going to skip that one really quickly because number 3 is really intriguing. Build your professional network. By the time the average person reaches age 22, he or she has met more than 2,000 people through childhood, family life, schooling, work, military service. When was I in the military? neighborhood social activities, and most recently social media. As early as preschool, when you were learning socialization skills, you were networking. Ew. It's telling me that my kindergarten self was networking with other kindergartners. Let me see if there's anything interesting in here. Build your own career plan. Purpose to be a lifelong learner. I'm good, actually. Okay, Boyer Management Group, you're boring, and frankly, I just could not care less. Now we're on famous birthdays. This is way better. We are looking at 22-year-old celebrity. Whoa. Okay, I did not know that. The thing is that I have an early birthday. So some of these people might actually be a year older than me, but be 22 because they have a later birthday than me. Hence, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is actually born in 2001. I'm born in 2002. The second person is Lexi Rivera, which is literally Brent Rivera's sister. So that's interesting. I always thought that she was older than him. So that's another thing that's interesting. Okay, none of these people are really tickling my fancy that much. Do I care? Like Emma Chamberlain, but I knew that. Oh, I knew that, but like, it's so fun to see Hamza in here. You know, when you're scrolling through famous birthdays and you're like, oh my gosh, like, who are these people? And then you see one person and you're like, okay, that person's kind of cool. That's where I am right now. I'm feeling cool. Hey, Hamza. Oh my gosh. On this list at number 21 is Zach Heron. The girls that get it, and the girls that will get it are my high school friends, and they will remember my why don't we phase. Way too late in life, very humbling. Don't really want to talk about it that much. Right now, my sister's in Europe, and I told her to create a playlist that she will listen to while she's in Europe and make it good, because every time she hears those songs, she's going to remember when she was in Europe. I was sharing some of my songs that were on my playlist. New House by Rex Orange County. Sing by Hozier, some songs by Niall Horan from the Flicker album, and then unfortunately, I listened to a lot of Why Don't We on that trip, and I even made a little vlog video on my personal YouTube with Why Don't We music in the background. Anyways, Weston Corey. Hey, Weston. Oh my gosh, at number 29, I don't know how to say his, did I ever know how to say his last name? Eubanks? Noen Eubanks? If you guys remember Noen, he was on, I don't even know if it was TikTok yet, I think it was still Musical.ly. He made all of those, like, alternative things. He was friends with Lil Huddy, I think, at one point, but I was obsessed with him, actually, so... I'm kind of getting bored. Are we bored of this? Like, who actually cares? It was my... Pink Panthers? Okay, everyone's gonna be shocked that I didn't know that, but I did not know that we were the same age. That is actually... Well, good for her. She eats, but I did not know that. Oh my god. I'm actually really excited for this portion because... I love BuzzFeed quizzes. Something about me, I love a BuzzFeed quiz. I used to sit in my high school library with my friends and we would just take BuzzFeed quizzes. We each would have our phones and be taking one BuzzFeed quiz and then pass it on to our phone on to the next person. And we would each take each quiz and tell each other which cupcake we got and who we were from friends and all of that stuff. So this hits really close to home for me and I am taking the BuzzFeed quiz. If you don't think this quiz can guess your age, then go ahead and try it. By Andrew Ziegler. Hey. I wonder if he was like the second choice for Chandelier. Which of these animals is your least favorite? These are my six options, okay? Dog, cat, zebra, panda, peacock, octopus. I'm gonna hit it immediately with an octopus. They're cool. Don't like fish. Don't like eating fish very much. The water freaks me out. I wouldn't want it to touch my leg. It's little suction cuppies, like, give me, like, goosebumps. And also, in Pirates of the Caribbean, Davy Jones had those barnacles that breathed on his face. And those, like, actually, like, make me want to vomit profusely. So, I'm going to stick with the octopus. How many pairs of shoes have you bought this year? That's a good question, but it is 2024, so I've bought none. But I will say within the year span is probably what they are suggesting. And I actually have bought a few. I think I got 3 pairs of new shoes this year. I'll click that. Some of them were like, I got like some for Christmas. I guess I personally didn't buy them, but I don't think that's what they're asking. I think they're trying to like see like, do you like shoes? So I do like shoes. Which of these smells is the best smell? Freshly ground coffee, rain, fresh bread, gasoline, baked cookies, ocean breeze. I'm going to hit it immediately with baked cookies. Oh, because when you have a Pillsbury chocolate cookie in the oven and you can just... There's nothing like it, honestly. There really isn't anything like it. I am a sweet smell person. I like a sweet treat. And what I mean by a sweet treat is a baked good. A baked good is always baked good. And period. Which of these smells is the worst smell? Vomit, poop, fish, bad meat, sour garbage, BO. I think I would have to say, BO. That's controversial, but there is nothing worse than feeling nauseous and then smelling pepper stinky. Like getting on the TTC after a long day and it smells like armpit is maybe the worst thing in the entire world, and I cannot do it. So I'm going to say that that's the worst smell. I might regret it later, but right now that's all I can think of. What time do you typically wake up? Depends on the day, girl, but I'm going to hit them with a 9 a.m. That's what I'm going to say. Pick a cheesy or chocolatey food. Ooh, girl, that's going to be hard. Mac and cheese, brownies, grilled cheese, chocolate cake, pizza, ice cream sandwich. Now, everyone knows that grilled cheese is my favorite meal, but I don't know if I want to pick grilled cheese for this. I feel like grilled cheese is my favorite meal because it's sacred to me. Which sounds ridiculous, but I feel like it's sacred to me. So I don't want to overdo it, which is why I don't have grilled cheeses all the time. And I think that's why it's my favorite food. So I think I will pick... I don't like brownies that much. Brownies, like, aren't as good as, like, something that has, like, icing or something on it. Granted, brownies can have icing on it, but this is the most difficult thing I've ever answered ever, I think, and I'm going to choose pizza. All right, what's the first vowel in your last name? Ooh, almost tricked me. I almost picked A because the first vowel in my first name is A, but the first vowel in my last name is an E. If you had to be a bug, what kind of bug would you be? A bee, an ant, a dragonfly, a spider, a centipede, or a ladybug? Ew. Why would I? Ugh. Centipedes are so gross. I feel like I personally would be a ladybug. Finish the sentence. I wish people would appreciate my jokes more, generosity more, humility more, sense of style more, ideas more, wisdom more. I feel like people dig my jokes pretty well, personally. Definitely not my sense of style. I've been slacking on style recently, so not so much my ideas. I would say maybe my generosity. I feel like I'm pretty generous with my time. Lastly, here are some very common fears. Which scares you the most? Heights, spiders, deep water. Wow. Small spaces, public speaking, and needles. Well, obviously, I am not afraid of needles. I am kind of afraid of deep water, but also that's not like my biggest fear. I hate spiders, but that wouldn't be my biggest fear. I'm a little bit claustrophobic, but small spaces doesn't pertain to what I would be afraid of. And I also think I could do heights. I hate public speaking. I can do it, but like it'll be my last choice. Okay, so I'm 17 years old. Ironically, that's how old I feel, so that's cool. We are already getting really close to being done. The last thing I want to do is go on ChatGPT, and this is what I'm going to ask. What is some advice you would give to someone who just turned 22 years old? Okay, I don't like any of the answers because they're really boring, and like, do I want to prioritize my health? Like, if I was rich... If I was rich, I would prioritize my health and I would take financial responsibility. But personally, I can't do that right now. Stupid ChatGPT. And that's why you're a robot and not a human.
All right.
Well, that's everything that I have for you guys today. Happy birthday to me. Wish me a happy birthday, everyone. If you don't, then you suck. Just kidding. Please don't sing happy birthday to me in person. All right. You can follow IRL on X, Instagram, and TikTok at podcast_IRL. And you can also visit the link tree at podcast_IRL to find IRL on your favorite podcast distributor. And watch the YouTube video for this episode. You can see my bedroom again. All right. That's everything. Love you. Goodbye.